The issue is retirement security for low-income workers. Starting next year, California will require employers to enroll some 6.8 million people in IRA-type saving plans sponsored by the state. It won't cost the companies money. They'll be depositing small amounts of the workers' pay. But the LA Times reports a lobbying frenzy on Capitol Hill, and Republicans are planning to do a favor for Wall Street in the middle of the night. That's according to Democrat Kevin DeLeon. He is president pro tem of the state Senate. And, Senator, good to have you on our program.
Thank you much, Warren. Pleasure to be here, as always.
What do you mean by the middle of the night?
Well, this congressional joint resolution, number 66, is, quite frankly, another Wall Street trick designed to undermine the effort by California and other states to expand retirement security for millions of American workers. I can tell you this, that my measure, Senate Bill 1234, is the largest expansion of retirement security since Social Security. And as we know, that there is a retirement insecurity tsunami that is quickly on the horizon that will devastate states like California and other states throughout the country, because we're going to have a lot of people retire into poverty because they have no access to any type of retirement security at their place of employment. I think that, quite frankly, immoral that this is happening in the middle of the night, behind closed doors. I believe that if the Republican-led Congress truly believes in providing a modicum of dignity and respect, retirement security for all individuals, because this is a nonpartisan issue, that they should introduce a bill in the Congress. They should have testimony, debate the bill openly in a transparent fashion, and allow for public testimony. But obviously Wall Street has intervened very quickly with these members who are Trump followers, and they're trying to change the regulations very quickly in the middle of the night to prevent us in California from providing retirement security.
Obviously, they are taking advantage of a procedural issue. I'll ask you about that in a moment. But as I understand it, the AARP is on your side. Wall Street and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce are on the other. They say, the chamber and the investment firms, that the state would provide unfair competition with their retirement plans. They say they're all in favor of retirement plans, but the state should have to play by the same rules.
Well, Warren, precisely that. Wherein lies the real rub, the real issue. They are more concerned about their financial business models and the financial products that they sell to the public. My concern is public policy, good public policy for all Californians. Doesn't make a difference if you're white, Latino, Black, African American, Asian American, racially mixed, if you live on the east side or the west side. Everyone should have access to a low-cost fee financial retirement security plan if you don't have one at your place of employment. Their concern is their financial products, their business model, their profits. My concern is the people of California.
But should the state undercut them? Should it be in competition with private industry? That's the issue that they seem to be raising. And what's wrong with that issue? How can you justify that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with competition. But I do believe strongly that we have a better idea, because we have the idea of automatic enrollment and we have the idea of a direct payroll deduction. The reality is, in California, we have 7 million Californians who have no access today to any type of retirement security, whether it's a defined benefit plan, a traditional pension, or whether it's a defined contribution, a 401k plan, at their place of employment. When these 7 million people retire, a lot of them are going to retire when their arms or shoulders or waist or backs physically give out. You have so many senior citizens still working well into their 60s, some of them well into their 70s, because they need the necessary money to pay for the medication, to put the roof over their head and food on the table. Social Security on a monthly basis simply is not enough. Competition is fine, but we have a better idea, and I don't think they like that competition.
Well, can't you require them to somehow get a private plan if they need one, and thus let the market work its way?
Well, I think that's a very good question, and we worked really hard. I worked hard with a lot of the folks in the financial services industry, even allowing the products that they sell to be part of the pool. So when the workers choose the product that they'd like to have as a retirement security plan, their products would also be there, not just the state's plan. So this was about competition. This was about choice. And I think we have a better idea for Lightbulb. They don't like it because it impacts what they believe is their financial model. But let me underscore one thing that's really important. If I was cannibalizing their market share, I would completely understand about the accusations of unfairness. But the reality is you still have 7 million Californians who have no access to any type of retirement security. This is a highly fragmented, very difficult population to reach. And in fact, I'm creating a new market as a result of SB 1234. They don't like it. They never liked it. And now it's their chance with Donald Trump in the White House to undermine our efforts.
Once again, we're talking about low-income workers. Would the retirement plans for them actually save state money?
It would save tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And the reason why is that when folks who worked all their life, they have worked their fingers to the bone, do retire, oftentimes they retire with very limited savings because they have no access to any type of retirement plan. And that means that the state of California, therefore the taxpayers, have to step in as the safety nets to ensure that they have lunches, that they have enough money to pay the rent, to have enough money to pay for the medication.
Okay, so very quickly, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but tell us, what is the mechanism they're using to resolve this in the middle of the night, and do you think that they're liable to accomplish it before you can stop it?
Well, they're repealing, you know, the Department of Labor by invoking a Congressional Review Act, which is very rarely used. It enables Congress to rush legislation through the House without having a single policy committee hearing. I think that denies the public their opportunity to have their voices heard. It's just plain wrong. It's un-American.
Okay. Kevin DeLeon, President Pro Tem of the State Senate. Great to talk with you, as always, and thank you very much for being on our program.
Thank you so much, Warren. Have a good day.
I'm Warren Olney, and this has been Olney in